With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President-elect Donald Trump's lawyers are seeking dismissal of his New York criminal case.
Hunter Biden was pardoned on Sunday night by his father, President Joe Biden. In the announcement of the clemency, the president said that he believed his son had been selectively and unfairly prosecuted by virtue of his last name. And in their new court filing, Donald Trump's lawyers are making the exact same argument. They, too, say that the prosecution of their client by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office was selective and unfair, and they say it needs to end now.
That's correspondent Eric Tucker reporting. The judge has put the case on hold indefinitely. The federal government has brought to an end its investigation of tainted hamburgers.
The Food and Drug Administration is closing the investigation into an E. coli outbreak linked to onions in McDonald's Quarter Pounders. The outbreak was first reported in October. A man died in Colorado. At least 104 people got sick in 14 states. The E. coli was likely linked to yellow onions distributed by a California-based farm and served raw on Quarter Pounders. The onions were recalled. The CDC says no new cases have been reported since late October. McDonald's briefly pulled Quarter Pounders from 3,000 locations, then narrowed that to 900 once testing had pinpointed onions and not hamburger patties as the likely source of E. coli. I'm Ed Donahue.
South Korea's main opposition party is urging President Yoon Suk-yeol to resign immediately or face an impeachment hours after Yoon lifted a short-lived martial law that prompted soldiers to encircle parliament. The liberal opposition Democratic Party said that its lawmakers decided to call on Yoon to quit or they would take steps to impeach him. This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are under siege.
An unexpected flare-up of fighting between government forces and Islamic rebels has put the small community of believers in and around Aleppo in a tight spot. While the Syrian government is somewhat tolerant of Christians, the Muslim insurgents are not. In this latest rebel offensive, there are already reports of Christians being singled out for persecution, forced to close their shops and hide in their homes. The rebels are also pulling down Christmas decorations in Christian neighborhoods. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Researchers have released findings from a two-month experiment with such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on Scripture. Critics say there's no substitute for an actual relationship with Christ. This is SRN News. An NFL linebacker has received a multi-game ban after a controversial hit last weekend. Correspondent Gethin Kuba reports.
Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair was suspended by the NFL without pay for three games for repeated violations of player safety rules following his hit to the head of Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, which led to a concussion. In his letter to Al-Shaair, NFL Vice President of Football Operations John Runyon noted that he has had multiple offenses for personal fouls and sportsmanship related rules violations in recent seasons. Runyon says, quote, "Video shows you striking the head neck area of Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence after he clearly goes down in a feet first slide." I'm Gethin Kulba.
The S&P 500 stock index hit yet another record high today, bringing good news for investors. It's up to 6,049. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.